Good morning. It's 9:05 here, and we are live on Sunday morning, November 27th. 1 degree out there. A whole heck of a lot of clouds as I look north of the Lake of Ontario here. But we're going to part some of those clouds this hour with when it comes to your digital marketing strategy. I'm Ryan, and I am here with Paul Toby. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can go online, businessprosmarketing.com. And we have a lot to talk about this show. We have to talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable. There's a few tickets still left to pick up, and that's Tuesday. That's just a couple of days away. I will discuss why you want to get some of those tickets. And we're also looking at focusing mainly on small business. And I'm still blown away, Paul, by the fact that only half of the small businesses out there will make it to 5 years. There's the failure rate is insane. You'll look at 30% of them folding up within 2 years, according to statistics.
Yeah, in my view, mm-hmm. and there's statistics that I've read, it's more like 85%.
Jeez.
Will fail within 5 years.
Does it have to be like that, though? That's the big question.
Well, it really depends on what the kind of business is. I always recommend to people that you want to take advice from somebody who's been successful in business before rather than just winging it, because that's, you pick a destination, it's easier to get there if you find somebody that's already been there.
Yeah.
And take their advice, because sometimes you're paying for their mistakes. You're just investing in knowledge and experience that somebody else has paved the path before you. And I find that that's the quickest way to get to where I want to get. Look, let's just say hi to everybody.
Man,
that was really diving into information really, really
I'm
quickly.
Sorry.
People are like,
apologize.
Still rubbing their eyes. They're getting out of bed going, oh my God, these guys are like killing me. They're hammering me with all this advice and information. Look, just whatever you're doing today, just grab your coffee, sit back, relax for an hour, and let us talk to you about what we do for a living. And what we do for a living is we actually help people succeed. Now, whether that's in business or in your career or in your life or whatever it is that you do, I'm pretty sure that most people have somewhat of a goal. And it may have gotten fuzzy over the years. It may have eluded you. You may have opted out of your big dream in favor of putting food on the table, which is a normal thing.
It's important.
That's what we do, right? I mean, a lot of people tell me, hey, Paul, you know, money doesn't really matter. And that's, you know, right up until you don't have any, then it becomes really, really important. And when we help small business succeed, or when we help people with their careers, what we always try to do is we try to get them to pick off something that they really, really, really want to do, really want to succeed in. And then we give them formulas and strategies on how to reach those goals. So this particular show is really about helping you spread the message to the world about what it is you do to help. Because if you want to be successful in business, there's really only two things you need to do. The first one is you need to be emotionally involved. In other words, if you're doing a business that you don't like just to put food on the table, it's never going to work, because you can't be good at something you hate. It's just universally impossible to do that. So you pick something that you love to do. And if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So, and you can be really emotionally involved in that and enthusiastic about achieving it. And by the way, Ryan, I just mm-hmm. want to say enthusiasm is literally the highest amount of energy that you can put out. And it actually has a formula. There's two parts to enthusiasm. The first one is that you have to enjoy what you do. So some level of enjoyment, right? It's really hard to be enthusiastic about something you don't love doing. And the second part is a big goal. So if you can combine those two things, something I love to do, and then this end result, that creates within you a level of enthusiasm.
Well, can you argue that some people, you know, get into the small business, they have a great idea and they may love what they're doing from the beginning at the start, and then they realize there's a whole bunch of other things that go into a business, and then maybe they fall out of love. Can that not happen? Does that not happen where they realize, oh no, there's all these other avenues I don't understand. I need somebody to help guide me, basically.
I think the biggest challenge for people is they end up working in their business instead of on it.
Mm.
That's two different things. If you're spending all your time delivering products and services rather than trying to find new people to work with and spreading the message about how great your business is and how much it helps people, then you're not going to grow very quickly. So what we do in when we talk to people at the Inside Advantage Roundtable, which is actually coming up this Tuesday at 8 a.m., and we put out a nice breakfast spread and people get in this round table, and I've got a nice video wall there where I show people how we help our clients. And when I see people look at the screen and I show them conversion results and I show them strategies that they've never seen before, they get really enthusiastic about it because they start to remember why it is they got into business in the first place. They literally got into business, most people anyway, the successful ones that I know, get into business to help people. My business is providing a service that people need or want and desire, and we do it in such a way that's different in the marketplace. And then when we show people how to reach more people for very little money in some cases, they get pretty enthusiastic about it. So enthusiasm, to me, is one of the most important things about business.
Well, let's talk about if you have a small business and your goal, you have a product or a service, and you're trying to bring that to everybody's attention. You probably, your best friend is the online world, and we'll talk about that more about that when we come back here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Again, if you want to find out more about these tickets, we'll talk more about what this means for them if they pick up a pair or single or all. How many do we have left, Paul?
We have
tickets?
Six.
There we go for Tuesdays.
Not a lot.
No.
And I haven't even sent an email out yet.
So, okay.
And I hesitate
to do that
because if I send an email to my list of 20,000, I'm going to fill up those six tickets in like 3.5 seconds. But those are already people that are familiar with what we do and how we help people. And I really like to reach some new people out there who are thinking, you know, how can I attain my goals this year? I think the Inside Advantage Roundtable would be a great place to start.
And if you want to find out more information about that, businessprosmarketing.com, or you can call 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. But if you have any questions for Paul Tobey, we are live at 416-870-6400. We're back in a moment on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio AM 640. It's 9:14. Phone lines are open, 416-870-6400. Star 640 on sell. Any questions here for Paul Tobey? He's your business pros marketing guru, basically. He's the CEO of that company. You can email him anytime, paul@businessprosmarketing.com, or call him 416-444-7767. And again, we're talking about if you have a business and something's not right. You just feel that your website hasn't been optimized as well as it could be. You're not pulling in the people that you want to pull into your business. That's what Paul's here to do. He's helped countless businesses. We've gone over them the last number of shows. He's helped them basically generate more leads, bring in more clients, and all at a great cost. And actually, we'll discuss why the government can help you out to that end if we're talking about costs. Mm-hmm. And if you want, there are still six tickets available to the Inside Advantage Roundtable. It's happening this Tuesday morning. And we're explaining, too, why that it's an important event to attend. And just jumping back briefly to the numbers that, you know, more than half of small businesses, Paul, fail within 5 years. I know in the past you've mentioned that word risk, that not enough businesses are taking some risk in order to succeed and advance themselves. Is that not true?
I think they probably fail because they don't take enough risk.
Yeah.
It has to be calculated.
Mm-hmm.
But again, nothing ever big got created with a small idea. So that's where risk comes in. It's like if you want to create something big, rather than setting the bar low. And the reason why people do that, I think, is because they don't want to be disappointed. So they set the bar low. So no matter what the outcome, they're not disappointed. I think that's ridiculous. I think you should pick off a big goal, and it's only a mistake if you make it twice. So whatever you face on the way there, again, you're going to make some mistakes. But again, don't make them twice and you'll be fine. I had a caller actually this week from, they were listening to last week's radio show, and he owns some funeral homes, which is, you know, the one thing about funeral homes is you're always going to have business.
Yes.
It's the one thing in life. It might get spread around amongst all of the funeral homes. But in this particular case, he had a great idea for their online business, which they haven't really capitalized on in the past. And I talked to him about it for about an hour this week on the phone. And he got pretty excited because when I'm talking to him, while you have a great idea and while you know you need to market it, you're not necessarily familiar with what's available to you. And I think mm-hmm. that's a great reason to come to the Inside Advantage Roundtable, because we literally show you what you're missing. And I think people, and we've got a guest coming up on our show today. His name is Ramsey. He's our search specialist. And I thought it would be a good idea to bring him in and talk about Google search, because right there is people really shy away from that because they think it's expensive.
It sounds complicated.
It sounds complicated or whatever. Yeah. But when I start showing them just what they're missing, what they're missing out on. And you know what? Everybody has this kind of fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. And I believe that sometimes that stops them from making decisions. And coming to the Inside Advantage Roundtable, that's really going to help them overcome that fear of what they may be missing out on. First of all, it's going to educate them on what they don't know. And then second of all, it's going to show them pretty quickly how they can work with us to train, or we can build it for them, how they can get government refund, which is really cool, up to 83.3% in Ontario.
That should wake you up out there.
And I'm telling this to the funeral guy, and he's like freaking out online. He goes, really? I didn't know that I could get my money back and all of this stuff. So that's what we do at Inside Advantage. Look, I want to just jump in. I know you have a thought, Ryan, and I can see it on your face.
I always have a thought. They're not necessarily good ones, but yours are always better. Let's go with that.
Well, mine are different than yours. That's all there is. I wrote a book a few years ago called Suggestology. Mm-hmm. And you started off this segment by saying to people, hey, if you have any questions for Paul, call in. And I think in many cases, people are somewhat hesitant to do that because they think, oh, I'm not going to be smart, or I might say the wrong thing or whatever. Listen, I can tell you the subtitle of that book, Suggestology, is How to Get What You Want by Asking the Right Questions. And one of the things I know for sure is I've built my entire career out of helping people get what they want. And you know me, my philosophy behind that is if I help enough people get what they want, I can have what I want. And that's maybe self-serving in some ways, but I give before I can receive. And everybody knows there's an equal and an opposite to everything on this planet. There's up, there's down, there's east, west, north, south, fast, slow, hard, easy. There's an equal and opposite to everything. And that's even more so for results. There's good results and there's bad results. If you want good ones and you're not used to that, you need to work and communicate with people who can actually help you, who've paved the way before you. And that's why we host the Inside Advantage Roundtable, which is this Tuesday. We have 6 seats remaining. Infusionsoft is sponsoring your tickets, a $300 ticket. I mean, what better reason to give us a call? What is the phone number here anyway?
416. So ours is 416-870-6400, but they can always give you a shout. 444-7767.
You can call the office, or you can just go online to businessprosmarketing.com and book your seat. But look, how to get what you want by asking the right questions. You actually have to ask questions in order to get answers. And I think a lot of people just are hesitant to do that. And me, I'm a complete open book. If you ask me a question, Ryan, I swear to you, I will look into my little toolbox of experience, and it's not so little anymore because I've helped people make.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, I've helped people make millions of dollars. Millions. I'm not talking hundreds or hundreds of thousands. I'm talking millions of dollars. And if that's your dream, to make a lot of money in your company, you got to be taking advice from people who've helped other people build million-dollar businesses. Because if you go it alone, you're in for a world of hurt.
We just don't know. And the gentleman with the funeral home business, I guess he probably been waiting for a number of years to give you or somebody like you a call. I mean, did he explain why he had waited so long? Did he think this is something I can do myself?
Well, a lot of people rely on the advice that they have from their closest circle of influence. So I never take advice from my closest circle of influence unless they've got some proof. So I always look outside of my circle and I look for people who have what I want and I ask them how they got it.
All right.
And so he may be hesitant because he's taking advice from the same advice as he's been getting for the last 5 years, which is not necessarily the best advice you can get.
Stealing from your book, Suggestology?
Suggestology, yeah.
I want you to call in. How about that?
Actually, why don't we give away a book? Yeah, the next call, if you call me, I'm going to give you a $25.97 Suggestology book. I'll sign it for you, too, if you want it.
And you can ask Paul a question here, because you do have questions, and Paul wants to answer them about your business, what you're doing, what you're doing right. Maybe you think you've done something recently, and you know it's going to help you down the road, or you need to do something, you just don't know what that is for your business. Paul's here to help as well. 416-870-6400, *640 on sell, online, businessprosmarketing.com. Business Pros Radio Hour. We'll be back. Talk radio, AM 640. And it's 9:25. Ryan here with you, as well as Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. In a moment, we're going to talk about paid searches, AdWords, but we're going to explain everything to you and what they all mean and how they are important to a business nowadays with the digital age. It's upon us. And you can call Paul anytime, 416-444-7767, and Paul at businessprosmarketing.com.
Ryan, you know what our biggest problem is?
What?
We have too much information
to share. There's too much stuff.
There's too much.
There really is. We need to do this once a week, at least. Oh, wait.
We need to do this. Oh, wait. We do that.
Yeah.
Why don't we? We need a longer show. That's what we need.
It is amazing how much ground there is to cover. We don't even work in stuff that's happening in the news, and we could do that. It would be even longer. But we are here to help you out and take your calls and your questions, which we will do at 416-870-6400. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. What's your question here for Paul?
My question is, I'm going to be starting an online e-commerce business with a partner of mine. She's abroad right now, and we've both owned our own small businesses before, but nothing in e-commerce. And until she arrives back in Canada in March, is there any course, like crash course I could take, intense course to show me like the scope of online marketing?
Yes.
In e-commerce business, or somewhere where I could go and intern?
Yes,
you know?
There is on both counts. What is it you're trying to sell?
We're going to be doing a plus-size consignment store, something kind of based like eBay, but specifically for plus-size clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's basically a four-part strategy, which is you've got to get traffic that's targeted.
Okay.
You have to convert that traffic into either a lead or a sale.
Right.
And then you have to do fulfillment and wow. So you're going to need some type of automation to communicate with people, because as a small business, you may not have time to deal with everyone.
Right.
And then the fourth part is essentially the entire business strategy. So from an online digital perspective, where are you going to get that information? So here's where it gets a little bit tricky, because you could go take a digital course at a college or something like that. But the reality of this situation is it's best to take advice from people who are doing this every day and helping other businesses. So that's actually us. And while that might seem somewhat self-serving, I run two companies, but the training company is called trainingbusinesspros.com.
Okay.
And if you go to trainingbusinesspros.com or you just look up business training on Google, we'll be number one in the organic search results. And you go there, and we have several offerings. The course you absolutely need to get into is a course called Marketing and Mastery.
Okay.
Essentially, it's a two-day, really well-attended and very popular course to help people completely understand the A's to Z's of digital marketing. And it doesn't matter whether you're e-commerce or you're a service company. It's a great course to be in because it talks about all four parts of the strategy that I just outlaid.
Great.
Does that help?
That's
do you want the, you're the first caller. Do you want the free book or?
Of course I do. That's what I
Yeah, it's called Suggestology. Actually, if you go to Amazon and you look up Suggestology on Amazon, it'll be listed in there. Or you can just do a search for Suggestology book on Google and that'll give you some background.
Okay, great.
We're going to take your information and we're going to figure out a way to get you that book.
All right. Thank you for the call, Teresa, and good luck. And so I think she said, she wants to kind of, I guess, go up against eBay or something like that with her plus size approach.
Well, in every e-commerce, you're up against everyone. You're up against
true.
Amazon. You're up against. But, you know, we have clients. We have a very successful online client who deals in a bit sort of mid-range, elegant accessories for women, mm-hmm. and it's called La Glamour Style. There are a couple of girls from Northern Ontario
cool.
who got funding from the Canada government to come and help us. We helped them get the funding, and then we helped them build their site and its entire e-commerce ecosystem, and they're doing quite well with it, which is very, very cool.
So it's great to hear those stories, especially when you think like, oh, you know, eBay kind of does everything online. They're such a giant, but they're, you can take them on. You can, if you have a focused approach and you know exactly what you want to do, You can find success with that.
You're up against them, but you're not taking them on. I mean, if you try to be eBay, that's a tough thing. You've got to be different, right? Because different is better than better. So if you've got a niche product, or so I always say this to people, is like the tighter the niche, the more you'll get rich.
Yeah.
Because if you're servicing an underserviced area of the market, and in this case, it may be plus size consignment, who knows? It could be, but only research and experience and guided advice will make that project really come to life. If you try to wing it and you try to, you know, look at your own current results and ask yourself, you know, how you're doing, you might need some advice. And I think Training Business Pros, as far as training is concerned, is probably the best in Canada. I know that sounds odd for me to say that, but I think it is, because look, the advice comes from us, and we do this every day. We help companies, again, make millions of dollars. What better advice can you get?
And we're not talking about going through a college or university course with somebody who may have done this stuff years ago.
Yeah.
We're talking about a company that's still doing this, and we've gone through the scores of clients you have helped and continue to help.
And I can't do it alone. I hire and I train really, really smart people, and after the break, we're going to talk to one of them. We're going to talk to our paid search specialist. His name is Ramsey Abarene, and he's here to give us some insight into Google AdWords. We're going to ask him some very pointed questions. I'm going to be a little bit, I'm going to try to drag as much information out of him as I can in the short time that we have. But if you really want some insight into how Google paid search actually works, stick around.
Let's do that. I'm not going to try to pronounce the last name. I heard it. Sounds complicated. We'll just call him Ramsey. We'll get to when we come back in your phone calls. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Any questions here for Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing? It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Talk radio, AM 640. That's Correcto Mundo. It's three. Where am I? It's 9:35 here in Talk Radio AM 640. Ryan here with you. But you want to listen to Paul Tobey, the CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. You can call him anytime, 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. And we still have six tickets available for the Inside Advantage Roundtable. We'll talk again about how that is important to you and your business if you want to grow your business, specifically online. And we will in a moment, speaking of online, we'll talk about paid search and how important that is to your business. But we have another caller waiting here, and his name's Joseph in Oakville. How are you doing, Joseph?
Okay.
That's great. What's your question for Paul?
Oh, my question is, we are trying to get into the market for the English-speaking people, because we only get the Chinese-speaking to word of mouth for roofing client. How do we market Chinese company to English, and how we get government grant to build the website so we can also start having different kinds of clientele.
So, Joe, is the company registered in Ontario?
It's actually, yeah, it's in Ontario. It's a simple company.
You have employees?
We have two people that comes and help us on and off, depending on when we start the work and when we finish, is on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, the government grant applies to employees. It's up to $10,000 per employee, but the employee has to be on CPP and EI, even if it's part-time. And essentially, do you qualify for that? It sounds like you do. I would recommend that you call the office, 416-444-PROS, that's 444-7767. Speak to Nancy, and Nancy can give you the lowdown on the grant. But it sounds like you're in the right position. How do you market to English-speaking clients? We can help you do that. That's what we do for a living.
Right.
And if you need the help, we're prepared to help you.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the phone call there, Joseph. It sounds like it'd be a tough, you know, feat to pull off, but it can be done.
It doesn't sound tough at all, actually. My father owned a moving company So, I mean, back when strategy was a lot easier and you had a Yellow Pages ad and a green phone and a black phone, the green phone was the home phone and the black phone was the business phone. You'd answer, you know, Pam Moving. I don't know why I didn't call it Map Moving, but anyway, because it was an acronym for Paul Arthur Martin, my brother and I, and my dad. And he, you know, we had to do that to put food on the table. And so I understand the moving business actually fairly well. So we can help.
Beautiful.
There's no question. Let's talk to Ramsey.
Yeah, let's talk to Ramsey. Marketing, how? I mean, it's more difficult nowadays, right?
So I brought in Ramsey. He's our paid search specialist. He came to our company very recently with a lot of experience. And of course, we're all learn-it-alls at training at Business Pros Marketing. We're not know-it-alls. So I've been helping him and he's been helping me. And I really wanted to. Ramsey, how are you doing this morning?
Very well.
Good. I understand you've got some friends listening. So that's kind of cool, and some family. Yeah. So here's the question I have. Google AdWords is not for everybody. I think it is, but they don't think it is.
Yeah.
What's the biggest mistake you see people make when they advertise on Google?
From a very high level, I mean, I've dealt with small campaigns, large campaigns, you know, spending $1,000 a month, spending, you know, almost $1 million a month. Jeez. So for me, the biggest thing is, when people are creating campaigns, Google Ads campaigns, the biggest mistake I see is not grouping particularly, you know, similar keywords correctly together.
Now, what's a keyword?
So the way Google AdWords works is essentially you're bidding on a phrase that somebody types into Google. So, you know, for example, helping my small business.
Well, let's talk the moving company.
The moving company.
Right. So I'm searching for... what would I be searching for? I need a moving company
companies. The first thing I'm going to do is pick up my phone. Well, you know, I'm going to pick up my phone, but you can jump on the computer and you're going to type in moving company and you're likely going to type in the city or area that you're in. So, you know, I think that gentleman was from Oakville. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're going to type in moving company Oakville. So, but within the moving company, maybe, you know, maybe you want to do like, you know, overnight, like, or not overnight, but next day moving. Maybe you want to do moving, you know, smaller houses.
So there could literally be thousands of different searches for the same thing because people think in different ways. But what you're saying is as an advertiser, I don't do a good job, or we're not doing a good job of picking those keyword phrases. Is that what the mistake they make?
Yes, exactly. And to add to that is you're not doing a good job of grouping particular keywords, because for each group of keywords, you essentially want to deliver an ad to them that speaks specifically to whatever that group is. So for example, you know, next day moving, maybe my ad is going to be, you know, move within the next day for those types of, you know, keywords. Mm-hmm. Whereas what most people do is they'll just, you know, bid on, say, moving keyword, but then their ad will just be a general, hey, we help people move, nothing to do with specifically next day.
Or... And what's it going to cost me? Like how much does a click cost?
It ranges. It ranges all over depending on how, you know, competitive your market is. The more competitive it is, for someone like in the financial industry, lawyers, insurance companies, those clicks can range, heck, up to, you know, $15 a click.
Okay. So I ask you what the biggest mistake is. Now, what would be your, you know, lightning moment? What's the one thing that you believe that you do for our clients that people are missing?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of things.
Well, I need one. I was like, what is the one? Personally, you know what I think it is? I think it's the way the ad is written. I think the way the ad stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the call to action and then the landing page. So the relationship between what the keywords are, what the ad says, and what the landing page does.
And it all needs to be on the same page. And again, that's, you know, there's another mistake is that people are always, you know, what somebody clicks one ad and they expect to see something on a landing page and it's not congruent with what the ad was saying. So, I mean, for us, it's about the one thing that I love seeing with helping our clients is how we basically map out the journey from the time that someone's searching whatever they're searching for to when they click that ad and they land on a page that gives them exactly what they're looking for. and it's a no-brainer for them to,
right, I find, a lot of times people buy traffic to their homepage, and the homepage has far too many choices.
Too many.
And then you make them navigate to find what they're looking for, well, and people just don't have that kind of time.
They don't even navigate. If you're presented with a lot of choices, you get overwhelmed, and mm-hmm. you just click back.
So you're going to be with me on Tuesday for the Inside Advantage Roundtable.
That's right.
And we're going to open up some of our client accounts, and we're going to show people this kind of stuff, right? Conversion rates and click-through rates and all those things that are important.
Exactly.
So when we come back, actually, I'm doing your job now, Ryan.
No, it's fine. I've been like having a couple of cups of coffee here. Making some notes.
When we come back, I'm going to fire another question at Ramsey.
Sure.
But we should really talk about giving these six tickets away to the round table.
Let's do that. And if anybody has any questions here, they're listening, and maybe they tackle some of the keywords and such for a company they work for, and they want to ask you, Ramsey, about anything related to that, you can do that at 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Paul Toby's here, Business Pros Marketing CEO, and we'll talk about the Inside Advantage Roundtable coming up in a moment. Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. It's 9:46, keywords, business, marketing, digital strategy. And we are talking keywords and AdWords here right now on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul Toby is here, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, online businessprosmarketing.com. And we'll continue our chat with Ramsey from Business Pros Marketing. He's our paid search specialist. But we'll turn our attention to the phone line, 416-870-6400. And Andy in Innisfil, what's your question this morning?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, what's up?
I'm actually a past student of one of Paul's courses years ago, and I have a question in regard to Google AdWords and their policy towards network marketing companies. Seems they discriminate somewhat against that form of business model. So I was wondering how I could get around being able to advertise my service and product.
I don't think Google, by the way, Andy, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I don't think Google actually discriminates. We're going to talk to Ramsey about this too. Google's policy is if the ad is representative of the landing page and the keywords that are being searched, then their policy is to send you that traffic. And quite frankly, they make $6 billion a year on paid search. It's not really discrimination. It's more like, does the landing page reflect a service that Google actually likes? So here's what I would recommend.
Right.
Give something away. Give away advice and information to people. If people want to get into network marketing, then you're going to have to give that information away. You're going to have to say, well, here are the top 10 ways to make money in network marketing, and here are the 10 worst things that you can do on internet marketing. You're going to give that information away. If you're sending people to a landing page that just tries to trick them into something, then that's not a good plan. Ramsey, what do you think about this?
I couldn't agree more, Paul. I was just going to say that, you know, that is a real thing that people are searching on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, how do I grow my network marketing business? What are the top 10 network marketing mistakes to avoid? And that is valuable information. And Google is happy to send the people who are searching for that to a source that gives them that information. And if you can do that, then, you know, there's no discrimination there. In fact,
I think at the end of the day, Google's an information broker.
Yeah.
Its job is to send people to the most relevant landing zone possible to give them the advice and information that they're seeking.
Correct.
And if that's what you do with your paid search, that's going to work really, really well.
Okay, so then you have to turn around and flip-flop to get lead capture to be able to promote your specific company, correct?
Yeah, I think if you're one of the best ways to build a business is to be a leader. People like to follow people, and if you're the one with the best information, it helps them. They're going to buy into you. They're going to know, like, and trust you based on that information. And then at mm-hmm. that point, if they become a very good, high-level customer buying readiness prospect for your business, I think that's pretty succinct. If you want more information on that, just go to businessprosmarketing.com, and we'll see if we can help you.
And thanks for the call there, Andy. And as you were saying, you don't want to mislead people. to try to pull them into to your website, right?
Google will shut that down.
They will.
They have a program, Ramsey, called Google AdWords Quality Score.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a scale of 0 to 10. The quality score is based on a number of factors. Does the ad represent the keyword phrase, and does the landing page that you're sending the traffic to represent that?
So they can sniff that out. Now, is that based on feedback from people who click on that, or that they have people who comb through that?
That's their algorithm that they have. And so the lower on that score that Paul was talking about, 10, you know, the lower you are on that score, well, the higher your cost per click is going to be.
Wow.
Right. So you can actually outshine your competition and actually pay less per click than them if you have a higher quality score. This is a thing that we do for a living. Yep. And I was going to ask Ramsey, we have a client that we just dominate for. Basically, it's a bin rental company. We've talked about this before and how they put one of the other bin rental companies out of business.
Sorry about that.
I was talking to Ramsey on the break. I said, you know, let's talk about, you know, the big wins. Why do you think that was such a big win for us?
Well, it's, you know, again, it's that specific campaign, we actually target based on a demo, like on a geographical area. So we know exactly who is searching for what we're doing for them. Our landing page is very relevant to what people are searching. Our ads are extremely clear. It's just like kind of what we said on that quality score. We are up at the 10 because we made sure that our ad is very relevant to what people are searching and our landing page is very relevant to what people are clicking on the ad. And quite frankly, I've never, you know, been in the situation before, but our biggest issue with them right now is how do we get more people? We've simply maxed out the number of people that live in that area. There's no more. Like, we've maxed out.
So good on us.
Like, we're trying to get them to expand their business into other areas because, you know, this is the first time that I've really maxed out. Because with e-commerce, for example, you're dealing with the online world, which is huge. But this is, we're dealing with a specific geographic area. And it's like, it's funny to me.
It's not only funny, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun dominate that. Well, right? You're testing your skills on a daily basis.
Well, let's take a break here and we'll come back. We'll talk more about the Inside Advantage Roundtable, what that means for you. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour live here on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. And we're talking about the importance of the Inside Advantage Roundtable. Paul, how many did we still have? 6 tickets left for that?
Well, I didn't actually look, so there may be less than that. So,
well, more incentive for somebody to pick one up.
We'll try to fit them in, but we only take 12. Mm-hmm. After 12, you have to pay for the ticket, which is, you know, they're $300 a piece. Why would anybody want to go to this thing? Well, look, if you're a business and you've heard anything on today's show, and we covered a lot of ground, way too much ground for the time that we have, because it can be sometimes confusing. There's so many things to think of. Mm-hmm. The digital world has become quite complicated. And that's why you need experts to help you. And what the Inside Advantage Roundtable is, it's, and let me be very clear about this. We start at 8, we feed you, we get some background on you and your company, because I really like to know who I'm talking to. And then what we do over the next couple of hours is we roll out similar companies to you. If you're in the room, we're going to find similar companies that have done, you know, their service companies or their e-commerce companies or whatever you are. We show you results. And you can't possibly know what that is until you see it on a screen. And it's a great studio. If you go to businessprosmarketing.com and you hit the AM640 logo, and it says Inside Advantage, you can actually see the facility.
Yeah.
I'm there. This is an actual round table. There's a video that shows me dealing with a group of people and our beautiful facility. And we're going to share, again, the strategy for making your business grow using online marketing, digital marketing, as it's been come to know recently. And it's a great opportunity. I answer your questions. We give you a workbook. If you go away from this thing and you didn't get $300 worth of value, you just weren't listening, because you're not going to get $300 worth of value, even though Infusionsoft is sponsoring the ticket and there's only 6 of them left. If you don't get $300, you're not going to get $300. You're going to get $300,000 worth of advice. Because again, we've made our companies millions of dollars. Well, and you can't possibly know this stuff.
Well, and people may think, well, surely in my company, you can't help. We were just speaking with, you were talking with somebody in a funeral home, a bin rental, a woman calling in this morning about plus size clothing for women. I mean, across the board.
There so really isn't an audience that we haven't dealt with. There isn't a company that we haven't helped or... I mean, there might be a very specific niche somewhere, but we have a lot of experience. And the Inside Advantage Roundtable, we're going to share that experience with you. So how do you get tickets?
BusinessProsMarketing.com. It's right there, and you can click on it again.
Call the number. They call the office.
Let's do that. Let's do that. That's easier. 416-444-PROS. That's 444-7767. And you can also email Paul. Paul@BusinessProsMarketing.com.
What a better, you know, what better? Free.
Let's punch that again. Free.
And total value. I mean, it's just a great thing. So I'm looking forward to hosting you on Tuesday.
Well, Paul, thanks for coming in. Ramsey as well. Again, that's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640.